Hello and welcome to Experience Share! It's a Pokemon podcast starring me, Vespiguen.
Shouldn't it be Vespiguen?
Well, I don't know. I thought about Vespiguen, but that felt a little too, like, on the nose. Or Vespiguen ring? How about Vespiguen ring?
I guess, but it's Vespiguen, so shouldn't it be Vespiguen ring, then?
All right, Jesus. You know what? Next season, you take over on the fucking nicknames.
You should be saving the best for last, not the worst.
AKA Tanner Green Ring. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Infielnape.
Infielnape's good for Infernape.
Yeah.
That's good. I'll give you that one.
Both on the Elite Four.
Yeah.
Featured.
Featured players in the Elite Four.
You know, I said a moment to you right before we got recording, you were looking at my levels and attempting to just, like, emasculate me.
Yeah.
Just, like, embarrass me.
I mean, they are embarrassing.
For no one.
They are, you know? Embarrassing, ultimately.
Oh, how did you even get through the Elite Four with those levels? And I said to you, the first two members of the Elite Four, I one-hitted.
They were hacks.
We'll get into it later. But then I just now remembered, I also one-hitted the third member of the Elite Four, who was also a hack. Because I remember having a monkey fight.
Oh, yeah, Flint was.
We had an ape fight.
Fucking Ronald McDonald, yeah.
These apes were just punching each other. Oh, it was so grotesque.
Yeah.
It was like something that, like, rich people in the 1920s did in, like, Berlin, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think they still do that in Berlin.
Oh, have you been to the ape fight? Me and Flint.
Can you say that in German? Because you famously speak German.
Sie often... I don't remember. I don't know.
What's ape what is. Or monkey? That'd be fun.
Often is monkey.
Oh, often. That's all you got.
AKA Tanner Green Ring. I am joined as always. Oh, you already did all that.
AKA me. AKA Josh Fjellstad.
AKA Joshua Fjellstad. This is it. We are screaming through the ionosphere of the Sinnoh region like two meteorites.
That's it, yeah.
Made of
Minioris.
Pure hatred for this game.
Yeah, we had to combine the Elite Four and Chasing Waterfalls episode because, like, we need to fucking eject out of here.
There's also not a whole lot of either. I guess we can start here. We sort of ended off last week, and what a complicated journey we've been on.
A month.
It's been about a month for us, yeah. Through the holidays and all that kind of stuff.
We're post-Thanksgiving. This one is the first episode that's, like, the freshest one, because this is coming out in 5 days for when we're recording it, whereas we've been...
Yeah, we're here with
backlogged.
You.
We banked them for the rest of the season.
We're right here with you, baby.
Yeah.
What's the name of the city?
What city?
That where we ended last week.
Oh.
They're like, you don't have to go hunting around.
Sunny Shore City.
You don't have to go hunting around. Just, where do we go from Sunny Shore?
You can just swim. You just go head north.
Oh, yeah, just swim north.
223. You say hi to...
Yeah, yeah.
Who was there? That girl? She was, like, the gym leader?
Oh, yeah,
from...
she was like, I'm not even a gym leader from this game. And it's like, well, then get the fuck out of my way. Like, I'm on my way to the Elite Four. I don't care who you are.
Who the hell was it? It's that one who was in that lighthouse town.
Jasmine,
yes. Anyway, she was here.
Who is she? She's somebody?
She's a gym leader.
I know, but from what game?
Oh, Olivine City. That's right. So that's...
Oh, Gold Silver?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Anyway, she's there, and then we run past her, and then
she
you
says,
jump into the sea.
I heard you're doing waterfalls episode. Here's the waterfall TM in this game. TM99.
Surprise, surprise, when you... use Waterfall, the HM friend who comes out is once again a Bibarel. I do appreciate that joke.
Because there was a lot of Bibarels in
Bibarel
Victory
handles
Road.
Like four or five of them, yeah.
Yeah, so now we finally do actually have Waterfall and we can actually continue our journey up Route 223.
Water route. Short water route.
Fight them. Fight the sailors. Fight the swimmers.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
Wingulls, Buizels, Pelippers, and while you're not fighting those, you will be batting off Tentacruels.
Yeah.
Tentacruels.
Did I even catch something here? I don't know.
Oh, I will say now, just red X's from here on out on the soul link sheet because I didn't bother catching anything. In fact, I don't even think like I encountered a new Pokemon for the rest of the journey. I mean, except Tentacool and Tentacruel, but it's like, I'm not even going to bother. Like, I'm not going to catch a Tentacool.
I think I actually did catch a Tentacruel here, and that was my last thing. No, I caught, I did catch one other Pokemon, and then I did try, but then I just accidentally killed every single other one.
Yeah, good.
Because all the wild Pokemon are like,
fuck 'em,
no higher than like 52. And then many of them are like level 23. And it's like, I just literally don't have even a bad, not very effective move that won't kill it in one turn, one hit.
Yeah.
And I don't have any, here's a complaint. I'm just going to say a quick complaint.
Yeah, let's hear it.
You can't,
yeah,
you can't buy the Thunder Wave TM. You can only get it after
BPs.
You have to turn in BPs. That's outrageous.
Oh, BPs.
You're always able to buy Thunder Wave. That is my right as a Pokemon player, that I can buy a Thunder Wave TM and as many as I want.
Let's not get too far into the battle
tower.
Trying
we'll
get
not
there.
To
You're already in the post game, and I'm sitting here at the fucking like shores of Route 223, like trying to get my fucking bearings. Huge waterfall in front of me. Climb up at Pokemon Center. Thank goodness. Heal up, and
then
head
you go
to
into the depths of
the
hell.
Dark cave of Victory Road.
Victory Road.
Here's where my treatise begins. Here's where my like essay begins.
Okay.
On why this game is broken. It's a broken game. They made a broken game.
That's a start, yeah.
That's okay. It's sometimes you make a broken game and that's it stinks, you know. We learn from our mistakes though. We move on to the next one, excited to see like you know, where do we go from here. But this one's broken. I went into Victory Cave and was poking my way around.
Uh-huh.
Luckily, I have Tyrionian Et.
Thank God.
F. Unown out front with the cleanse tag, keeping all the snotty little Gravelers and Machokes away.
Oh, yeah. I bought like 100 max repels for this whole fucking leg.
Yeah, it's just like... The one exciting thing about Victory Roads of the past... I will get back to my treatise. This is an amendment.
Footnote? Okay. Preamble to the treatise.
The one nice thing about Victory Roads of the past was there was always some kind of like cool Pokemon in there.
Yeah.
You couldn't really get anywhere else. It wasn't always the best Pokemon, but it was always like a cool Pokemon, you know? The one I for some reason remember better than anyone else is I think it was Gold and Silver. Victory Road was full of Ursa rings. It was like the only place to get them, you know?
I think that's
right. If you wanted one, but who wants one, you know?
Yeah.
But Victory Road here was just devoid of anything interesting.
There's like, I think the rarest one is like a Kadabra.
Steelixes, Gravelers, Machokes. Like there's just absolutely no talent down
here. Fucking Golbat. Ever heard of Golbat?
Back to why the game sucks. Boulder pushing, fine. Rock smashing, fine. Rock climbing, fine.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it. I see it all. I understand the mechanisms. I understand what I'm supposed to do. When you make the controls of your game so bad and the like sprite box of your dumb little cheapy
twerp
fucking thing.
Yeah.
So huge that I can't fit through the designated paths. Then it's not on me that I got stuck for like 45 minutes just trying to figure out where I was going.
I did. I don't know that it took me that long, but I did have to several times, and not just for the couple of instances where you need to reset the boulders to get like both items.
Sure.
Or whatever.
Sure.
There were a few times where I had to just leave the area and then go back to the floor I was on because my little chibi like maneuvered incorrectly and like pushed a boulder and like,
yeah,
and I'm trapped.
They're just like, they're so unwieldy. Yeah, it's like trying to control like a toddler with like a bowling ball for a head.
Yeah.
They're just banging into everything. They're pushing rocks
around.
And two
around, bowling ball feet. Yeah.
Like blocking the path. It's like, that's the path you were just about to go on, idiot. And now you've pushed a rock in front of it.
Think about it.
Point number two.
Okay.
About why the game is broken and unplayable. There's suddenly a new landmark in Victory Road that we, I don't think, have seen yet. And they don't give you any indication about what the landmark is or how it's manipulated. There's just these sort of, like, bluffs now, you know?
bluffs.
Little swoops, little like ramp, dirt ramps.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
that's a thinker.
Your first instinct is certainly not to get on your bike and try that, because your instinct is never to get on your bike and try that, because the bikes are even worse than bowling ball head cheaters.
Yeah, you usually just end up careening into walls.
But you do have to use your bike to get up some of these ramps. And they don't telegraph it. I guess maybe you're supposed to remember it from the first time you played this game.
Yeah, but like, they shouldn't... nothing should be built that you must have played the original. You know, like, that's bad game design.
It doesn't matter. You just, like, it's... You pick up some, like, TMs or whatever, but still, I just, like...
Well, because there's that one section... Now I'm remembering this. There's the one section where... You need to use the bike to get these items, but the default bike speed will propel you three tiles over the little ledge bluff.
That's too far, idiot.
But then for the other one...
But if you don't charge it up, too far. If you don't charge it up,
yeah,
not far enough.
God, yeah.
Figure it out, dummy.
This is a fucking Goldilocks bullshit.
I hate it. But you plug through, Joshua.
I did.
Because that's what you do. And eventually you figure out that you're supposed to weasel. You know where it was? It's you come down to the first set of boulder puzzles, and there's a crushable boulder and a few pushable boulders. And you're supposed to, your instinct is to like push a boulder. But if you do that, you're going to block your path. You have to like,
yeah, that's right,
crush the boulder first and then go around.
That one's tricky.
That's the one where it's like the clipping wouldn't get me through. And I was like, well, I guess this isn't the way to go. And just like went and looked at every single possible nook and cranny in the cave until I was like, I'm at a loss. Like, this has to be it.
I guess that's the end of the game.
Like, sit and like jam my fucking chibi head through. And it was like, there we go. Yeah, I guess this is where the game ends. Wow.
That's why we needed a month. I think a lot of this was sheer willpower that I had to muster up. I took the game back to the Pacific Northwest with me over Thanksgiving week. And I was like, oh, I'll just beat it then. And then the whole time, even though I'm like stuck with my family and I don't really have anything to do, I was like, you know what? I don't really feel like touching that thing.
Yeah.
And I had to just do all of it when I got back on Sunday. I was like, fine.
I had the same instinct, Josh, when I was in Rockland County for my Thanksgiving break too. And it really bit me in the ass because there were some syncing issues that lost me some game data.
You'll explain that situation some point later on.
It's do you really want to hear about the complications of how bad Nintendo Online's cloud syncing is?
Well, I don't think you have to explain that, but that would explain why, although I know I did try to humiliate you, that explains why my levels at the end of the Elite Four were similar to yours.
Oh, yeah.
But by the end of the game, there's a huge, huge differential. That makes it like, yeah. I don't even know if you want to battle me, because it probably already would have been a bloodbath, and now it's just going to be like...
Oh, no, probably not even worth it, huh?
A tidal wave.
I had the privilege, the honor, of battling the Elite Four twice.
And not in a mayor cheat way? Because this is a soul link, so you only get one shot, or you can reset.
Well, let's think about it. Not technically.
It seems convoluted.
Because no one died. And no one died the second time. But I did bring a different Pokemon in the second time.
Slight mayor cheating.
So, anyway, I played once and then lost the sync on my home. On my home Switch.
Okay. Oh, so you have a light. So you have a light, then you brought that.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And then had to battle the Elite Four again. And this time was like, okay, I'm going to be ready. And I'm ready now, Joshua.
Let's do it.
To talk about the Elite Four. Should we talk about the teams we run in first?
Yeah.
Level check.
Level check.
So yours are post-game
yeah.
Levels.
I don't have the levels I had before I went in.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'll go first, because mine are like fresh off of an Elite Four win. Chandrasekhar, Jirachi. Level 58.
Jirachi's back.
He's back in the team. He's doing well. I don't know. He's hanging. I was telling you before that, like, just didn't use him. I wasn't going to take the time to train him up, but I wasn't going to put him out there to get killed and cost you your Mew. So
we did have
just hanging tough.
We did have a gentleman's agreement that during our Elite Four runs, because we weren't able to sync up when we were doing them, is that if your Soul Lynx Pokemon got killed during the Elite Four, you would not have to DQ yours prior to the Elite Four. Although it turns out that, you know, maybe that was irrelevant, but we did abide it.
Tyranian Et, Effunon.
Made it in.
Level 62nd, fucking beast.
Made it into the Elite Four.
Absolute beast, unstoppable.
Did it ever come out of the ball?
Honestly, didn't even need to bring anything else.
Oh.
Could have just gone in with Effunon. So versatile, so fast, just so agile. First time I went through, I didn't bring him.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it would be more lucrative to bring a Pichu through to see if I could put some levels on it.
You brought a Pichu into the Elite Four.
Yeah, a fresh Pichu.
What level did it end up being?
Like 36 or something like that, 38, from like level 12 or something. It was pretty good. Really hopped up there.
It's really interesting. Okay. I struggle to understand how you pulled this off. You have these kookaloony schemes.
The second time's Tyranian at Effunon.
Yeah.
Level 67. Chickamauga, Whizcash, level 67. Umbre, Leafeon, level 74. Pluto, Infernape, level 65. Bronzedizine, Bronzong, level 65. Honestly, the fucking goat this week. Bronzong.
Well, you would think it's Leafeon, considering the levels that it has.
Well, actually, Leafeon did do pretty good against Garchomp, but it was really Bronzong who was the Garchomp killer.
It's that Bronzong.
How about you, Crystal Ball? Oh, you know what? I should have been keeping up with my awful whisper voice the whole time.
Yeah.
What about you, Crystal Ball?
Crystal Ball.
Kind of dropped the character pretty quickly.
Yeah. Didn't. I feel like even I got more play out of Crystal Ball than maybe you did with Shadow Josh, but
yeah,
Crystal Ball's spellbook remained the same, although I will say that I entertained a scheme at one point, but I bailed on it before the Elite Four. My scheme was I took that egg from Iron Island because I was like, I know there's a Riolu in there. A Riolu into Lucario, that could be useful in the Elite Four. So I spent the time to hatch the egg. Then I got the Riolu, then I took it into Victory Road and a few other places.
Wow, can't wait to meet it.
I named it Burning Hands was my spell, Burning Hands.
Oh, yeah, great one. Classic.
And the Lucario made it to level 46 by the time I made it up to, like, the Pokemon League. And I was like, that thing's still going to get killed. I don't have time for this. I can't spend any more time grinding. I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
And so I boxed it, and then I just resurrected Featherfall, the Staraptor, who was then underleveled. I think Staraptor was level 56 going into the Elite Four. And the others were in the 60s. At the end of the Elite Four, I'll have to bifurcate what the final levels are with, like, by the end of the Elite Four, so they were probably 1 to 3 levels below this going in, was Honchkrow, Gothi, was level 67 at the end. Of the Elite Four, but by the end of the game, it's level 75.
Sort of your big boss, the big boss of the team.
Yeah, it kind of took off. I didn't use it that
much. Big Daddy Honchkrow.
In the Elite Four.
It's your highest level Pokemon. I didn't use it that much.
No, Mew ends up
on
there,
par
with
Mew. With
Mew. Mew going into, at the end of the Elite Four was 69.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty good.
Pretty good. Not some other adjective that you might say about it being level 69?
Wow, what a good job. You got him up pretty high.
Okay.
For the Elite Four.
So Mindream ended up being level 75 at the end of this journey. Flash Burst, the Rapidash at the end of the Elite Four, was 67, ends up being 73. Earth Ball, the Golem, was 66 and is now 73. Barkskin, the Torterra, was 66 and ended up being 73. And then Staraptor was 62 at the end of the Elite Four and is now level 73.
Flint has a Rapidash that for some inexplicable reason has hypnosis.
Yeah, that was confounding.
That seems to have like 100% hit rate. That fucking horse like put my Pokemon to sleep every single time.
How would that work? Is it moving its head with the horn in this?
Maybe it's the fire.
Like
fire
mesmerizing
dancing?
Way, or is it it's manipulating the flame? Yeah, fire dancing must be that.
Warming you up, you know?
Yeah.
Take a nap.
But that was Crystal Ball's final spellbook. And then honorable mention was that Burning Hands, the Lucario level 46. You'll never see it.
Joshua.
That was my backup.
Welcome back to my treatise. You get to the Elite Four. You go through the big doors. You take the elevator up and you're in the most like lackluster warehouse space imaginable. There's like four air conditioner units in the corners and they're all sort of holographically projecting butterflies in this case.
It's so lazy.
So uninspiring.
There's just no, it just looks like you're in like a shopping mall.
Well, you go up to Aaron and he's like, what better place for a bug trainer like me to battle than this? And I was like, where are we?
Yeah, how about a...
is this the airport?
How about a forest? How about a beautiful meadow?
Oh, he was an absolute joke.
Yeah.
I had a guy called Infernape came in, and he did this thing called Calm Mind a couple times, and then he just flamethrowered his way through. Nothing's going to stop us now.
Yeah.
Humiliating, I imagine, for Aaron.
I would think so. I mean... is this like the Supreme Court where like every other, like the gym leaders all have like a code of ethics and then the Elite Four don't have one? Because like, shouldn't they have some kind of punishment if they're just like awful?
Oh my God. Well, we'll talk about it when we get to Bertha.
Do they ever evaluate? Like, it's the end of the year. Do they have like yearly evaluations? And like, you could say, Aaron, like you're really performing below expectations.
I thought you were going to complain about how many fucking full restores they all use.
Well, that also is... that's corrupt, except like we...
no one else out here is using full restores.
Yeah, no one else is using 12 max potions in a battle.
I mean, except me.
Yeah, exactly. With Aaron, the only thing that one thing that was very surprising to me is that obviously I was trying to run Staraptor through this whole thing with Brave Bird.
Yeah.
And the Heracross, who is also Joshy's sweetie, by the way. Just get that out of the way. But that's obvious. And I think I've covered him before. Heracross?
Yeah, Heracross is great.
You have a problem?
Sorry, he came and went
look
so
at its,
quick. I barely
look at
even...
its little kind of coy smile. Good looking bug.
Yeah.
Actually almost killed Staraptor, but because it had Rock Slide, which I was not expecting.
Yeah.
And it also went first, which I was also not expecting. I'd hit him with a Brave Bird on the first turn, and so he was like... damaged, and I thought that would kill him, but he still, I think he was in the red, but he was still alive. Then he hit me with a Rock Slide on the second turn, and then it got me down to 23 hit points. And so if I had gotten my second Brave Bird in,
yeah,
Staraptor would have died, but the Rock Slide caused him to flinch, and then I could yank Staraptor out.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I got a close call in the first battle, but it was fine.
I did have a close call with Aaron. It was his last Pokemon, Drapion.
Yeah, I always forget what fucking type that thing is.
I do too. And he came out and I didn't know what it was, like a poison scorpion. And I was like, no problem. I'll just keep my like mid-health Infernape out here and wipe it out.
Yeah.
And then he earthquaked Infernape and he almost died. He only held on because of how much he loves me.
Yeah. So you wouldn't feel sad. I had a couple of those. I mean, it is annoying how much time it takes up with all their little like how much they love you or like they're curious about you, your outfit. Which I also don't even know what that means, but...
they've never said that to me.
But there's definitely... there were a couple of times where them loving me managed to not get a KO. So this is a good game. I mean, I guess it works for, like, Let's Go as well, but this is a decent game for, like, a Nuzlocke or a Soullock, I suppose.
Well, except that, like, there's so little... variety in the catching.
Yeah, that's true. It is not diverse at all.
There's no point in catching anything for this whole leg.
And if we weren't doing the dupes clause, like you would just have a box of, you know, 12 Bibarels.
Right.
Bibarels.
Yeah, or Gravelers. Like I just only saw Gravelers. Apparently that's all they have in Sinnoh.
Yeah. Bertha.
I have so much I want to say about Bertha after this break.
Oh, leave them wanting. Okay.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Big Bertha.
Big Bertha. Joshua, welcome back. Bug Catchers, welcome back. Bertha. Fuck off. Trainer danger.
What is the danger about her?
She's a danger to herself and others because I don't know how, like, this incompetent clown was allowed to be in the Elite Four. I don't know how this incompetent clown was allowed to be, like, a gym leader.
She's no Agatha, that's for sure.
She's, just, like, absolutely awful. I mean, I did come in using my, like, extremely high-level Leafeon.
Yeah.
But still one-hitted her entire team. Here's another segment within a segment. Item loser. Is that a real segment we have?
It's just item finder because it's neutral. I told you. Item finder is neutral. We're not making a new song.
Rindoberry.
Yeah.
Her Whizcash has a Rindoberry. And,
oh, yeah. Hers popped that on me, too. What is it?
I hit it with a leaf. What is it? I don't know because I hit it with a leaf blade and killed it in one hit, and it popped the Rindoberry as that was happening. And then it was like, Whizcash used the Rindoberry and then passed out.
But I was like, uh-oh.
So I don't know what a Rindoberry
is. If the holder is hit by a super effective grass type attack, it will consume its Rindoberry and have the attack's damage. So it did that, but it still died in one hit.
Yeah.
For me, too.
Because it's groundwater.
Yeah, so it's quad effective. But my Torterra is handicapped because it can get, I forget what it is. It's Seed Bomb. Oh, no, Woodhammer. Woodhammer.
Hachi Machi.
That's one of its moves that if you have it relearn, it can do that. But I never learned it. Like, it doesn't learn it on its own. I spent a ton of hours before the Elite Four also just, like, min-maxing all my, like, move sets.
Oh, you didn't need
to. So I was, like, I hunted all of the fucking heart scales that you can find without, like, going mining in the Grand Underground to get, like, Mega Horn on Rapidash and, like, Tailwind back on Honchkrow and a couple of other things. And then by the time I got to Torterra, I was like, wait a second. This fucking guy still has Razor Leaf because he has a lot more attack than special attack. And then I had no way. I was like, I'm not going to sit in the Grand Underground on top of this and just mine randomly hoping for a heart scale or trading in the orbs or whatever. And so he's only got Razor Leaf. But even in that case, with the stupid Rindoberry,
even that did.
The Whizcash still went down in one hit.
Yeah. I plowed through her team. And it was just like, it was the sort of embarrassing plow through her team where it's like, I had the Leech Seed and kept Giga Draining.
Yeah.
So Umbrae. The Leafeon.
Of course.
Was at full health the entire time.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, she has a stupid Hippowdon who kicks up a storm. It has absolutely no impact. And then everyone in the Elite Four, I think if you don't plow through them too quickly, will have these little cutscenes where they'll kind of trash talk.
Yeah, she did that to me.
And Bertha said to me, like, right as she pulled out her Hippowdon, she says, dear child, don't assume for an instant that you've won. And then I did a Giga Drain on Hippowdon and killed it and won.
Yeah.
So I just think she's got to go.
She would be not meeting expectations. Well, maybe she's meeting expectations because the Hippowdon for me lived because the Razor Leaf didn't kill it in one hit. And then she has Ice Fang on it, which was pretty good. And I wasn't expecting that. But I did Leech Seed it. So I was also gaining hit points back. But the one thing I'll say about the Hippowdon is that it does have rest. And so it rested.
Oh, did it? I don't know. I killed it in one
hit.
And
then it had a Chestoberry, and then it woke up immediately. So I actually spent probably like 6 turns at least on Hippowdon.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, she's not good. She's just kind of clever there.
I also had little Jirachi flying in and dropping Stealth Rocks at the beginning of every battle. So
I think for most, if not damage every now all of then. Them other than Cynthia, I did drop Stealth Rocks with my Golem too.
Trainer danger! Flint McDonald's!
Yeah, this fucking guy looks just...
This guy is a clown.
Exactly like Ronald McDonald.
Literally a clown.
He is a clown. He fights like a clown.
He's got like a yellow shirt with red suspenders.
Red
that he's
afro.
Like decided not to wear up. Good choice, buddy. Because then you would literally look like Ronald McDonald.
You think
absolute
that your
asshole.
Big yellow collar is not going to make us think that you look like you're about to give me a fucking...
So bad.
Fish fillet. What's a McDonald's thing?
That's good. Fish fillet. I had a guy called Wiz Cash on my team. He one-hitted everyone on Flint's team, except we did have an ape fight, which is pretty cool. He took out his Infernape. I took out my Infernape, and they just beat on each other.
Whoa.
Power-up punching, mock punching. It was pretty brutal.
Yeah, that sounds kind of fucked up.
And then I used Fisher to swallow his low punny up.
Excuse me?
Swallow his low punny up into a big fisher.
Okay. Sounds like something that you might find on furaffinity.net.
Yeah.
We're not looking it up. We don't have time to do that, but you could, everybody could probably picture it.
Certainly shook loose something for me.
Yeah, another thing was shaken loose, I could tell.
Yeah. And then there's just Lucian, who I think looks like you if you would grow long hair.
Is that a compliment? Or is that
a diss?
I don't even remember what that one looked like. Okay. If I had long hair, no facial hair, and I dyed my hair purple.
Sure.
I mean, he's the least...
Here, look at...
He's the least stupid-looking one.
This is literally the picture that I captured that I didn't bother sending over because I was like, oh, he's just going to be, like, pissy about it. He's not going to think it. He looks like him. But when he's, like, holding his glasses in that way and wearing his little suit, yeah, sure, if you grew your hair long and dyed it purple. But look at that. That looks just like you.
Yeah. I'll take it because it's also kind of Gaius Baltar vibes. So.
Yeah, it is definitely Gaius Baltar vibes.
Totally fine with me.
Oh, here, in his Pokemon card, he was wearing a little cape. Oh, no, sorry. It's his overcoat.
A little, like, feather in his suit pocket.
I didn't have any problems with Lucian.
Kind of Hachi Machi. No. Well, Mr. Mime, I had Honchkrow out. And Mr. Mime almost got him.
Jesus. That can happen?
Yeah. It was scary. I was like, if the one Pokemon that I end up losing is going to be Honchkrow to a Mr. Mime, then I'm just hanging up my hat.
Yeah.
I was using Mew for everyone, but I was running low on Shadow Ball, so I swapped in Honchkrow. And then Mr. Mime had a surprise Dazzling Gleam that he used.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
It looked... Honestly, it was pretty dazzling.
Yeah, it was kind of dazzling.
He did it on me. It didn't hurt. I don't remember who I even had out. Bronzong, I think.
So Honchkrow almost went down, but then I full restored it, and then I killed it with a Night Slash.
Good.
And that's it.
Fuck him. Yeah, and that's it. And then he's like, well, psych, it's not the Elite Four. Remember, it's actually the Elite Five, because there's the champion, and it's Cynthia, the dragon trainer. Nope. Well,
no, she's
she has
just,
one dragon.
She's everything. She's just whatever she wants. She's a fierce, independent woman. No specialty.
I'll tell you what her specialty is, being a fucking pain in my ass.
Yeah, I went into this assuming that maybe I would make it through, but most of my team would die. And I was like, well, at least I got that Lucario that I can like bump up after this for the post game. But everyone had some flying colors. I did have some more lucky calls. Honchkrow was mostly, other than Lucian, was mostly in the wings.
Lucian!
But Honchkrow, Lucian! Honchkrow was my savior for Spiritomb. Honchkrow took out Spiritomb, and that was the thing that I was really like. That and Garchomp were what I was most worried about.
Yeah, I just let Tyranian Et go out there and do his fucking thing.
You put Tyranian Et in?
No, that's not true.
Yeah, I know.
I think Bronzong did most of the damage to Spiritomb. Actually, you know what? Bronzong was like kind of instrumental in the whole team.
Seems like it.
Against her whole team, rather.
I did a fair amount of swapping here. I think Mew, obviously, was most useful, but...
She's got a Gastrodon, a Milotic, a Lucario, and a Roserade, who are all, I think, pretty easily dealt with for both of us.
Yeah.
Or able to be dealt with for both of us.
The only tricky thing she did was I had Mew out because it has Thunderbolt for Milotic, and... I got the Milotic down to like half hit points, but then she swapped and brought in Roserade. So then I dropped a Thunderbolt on that because I'd already queued it. And then the shadow ball that Roserade used actually got me into the red, but Roserade was also in trouble, and I used a max potion. She didn't use a full restore, which I was surprised about, and then I just hit her with a psychic, and it was out.
Oh, yeah.
Gastrodon was a joke, because Leech Seed and Razor Leaf.
It's just sort of a joke Pokemon, too. It sucks.
It looks... It's too funny. It's too funny looking to take it seriously.
Yeah, it sucks.
Milota came back. Ice Beam almost got Torterra, too. Got it down to 10 hit points.
Ice Beam was hit Umbre pretty hard, but Umbre had just had the levels, so...
Yeah, the Milotic had already been burned, and it was at half health, so my Razor Leaf killed it.
Yeah.
But we should talk about the main star of the show.
And then I got all stuck up. I got absolutely stuck up with Garchomp.
Yeah. We knew it was coming the whole game.
Her big, tough, what is it, ground dragon?
Yeah.
I thought it would be easy with Umbre, the Leafeon. But it turns out that it knows a move called Poison Jab.
Yeah.
So Umbre was out. Cannot risk that. It also knows a move called Earthquake. You may have heard of it.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
That one sucks for Infernape, and that one sucks for Whiscash. Although Whiscash and Leafeon can handle an Earthquake.
Yeah, I would think so.
It has...
Swords Dance.
Swords Dance, which it used a few times, which empowered its... final move, Dragon Claw, which it used to great effect against.
See, mine never used Whiscash. Dragon Claw, which is surprising. Oh, because it was fighting Whiscash, that's why.
I had to sort of like figure out the best way to not lose anyone. And the only way I could figure out to do that was to take out... Well, I got a Leech Seed in with Leafeon, and then took out Bronzong, and... just kept throwing hyper potions and max potions at it.
Right, because Earthquake can't hit it, so that's good.
Yeah, and so it kept doing...
Dragon Claw?
Yeah, it kept doing Dragon Claw, and then I kept healing it, because it couldn't kill it with Dragon Claw. And then every now and then it would do like a Swords Dance or miss, and then I would hit it with Psychic. Or
that's rough.
Shadow Ball until it was dead. And we just repeated that cycle until it died.
I had Surf on my Mew, but one of the TMs, until I was so pissed that I went back to the Veilstone shop, and then I saw you could just buy Ice Beam, but I went all the way into like use the rock climb out on that the route that's south of Snow Point City to go get it.
Yeah.
And I saved it for this situation where I popped Ice Beam on Mew before this battle. But then when I put Mew out on Garchomp, I had been protecting Mew to make sure that I could use it against Garchomp, because that was really my only shot, I figured. And it used a Yachi Berry. That's another one.
What?
Which specifically weakens super effective ice attacks. She was prepared for this.
Oh, wow.
So she survives an Ice Beam and then gets in two Swords Dances. And I was like, this is probably curtains if that thing can get a move in. And when I was firing, I guess it must have been my third Ice Beam. Then the Garchomp was finally using Earthquake. And I was like, oh, God, this is it. And then Mew dodged in time with my shout.
Oh, beautiful.
So Mew was totally fine.
Yeah.
And then that final Ice Beam killed it.
That was the other kind of method for slipping in like a psychic to kill Garchomp is when Bronzong would dodge a Dragon Claw with my shout.
That little tweak to the gameplay really makes a difference in this Elite Four.
Well, we did it, Joshua. We're our Pokemon are going down in the annals of history. It's the first time F. Unown has been featured in the Hall of Fame.
I presume.
Cynthia escorts us up. She says, write it all down. And then the game resets. Roll credits. Don't go chasing waterfalls, Joshua. There's so little to discuss, but let's discuss it.
Yeah, you wake up in Twinleaf Town, and, you know, I don't know if it was the same for Shadow Josh, but you know that Crystal Ball has a somewhat strained relationship with her mother. They'd mended the fence after she placed a curse on her, and then she was on her deathbed for a few weeks, if you remember early on.
Not really.
Crystal Ball did that. You know, sure. They made amends when she gave her a beautiful gown at the Super Contest Hall. Anyway.
Yeah.
The relationship's on the mend, but my mom really got, like, the final word.
Do you have like a web comic or something? That happened on this show?
Yeah, it happened on this show.
Okay.
It's like, oh, you missed the additional webisodes that I've been releasing with like the lore of Crystal Ball?
I'll take your word for it.
But I come back to the house, and then, you know, this mom, this deadbeat, as far as Crystal Ball is concerned, she gets the final word, and she goes,
"You said you just like buried the hatchet."
Well, not anymore, because then she goes, "Oh, what's up, kid? How's your little Professor Rowan project going?" And it's like,
"Good, I'm the fucking
champion
of the Sinnoh region.
And you don't
even
get
your head
care.
Out of the fucking contest hall."
It's cursed her again.
Good. Rowan has a Pokedex upgrade for us.
Yeah, well, you have to.
But first, you have to go and
you don't
like
just get the National Dex for free in this one.
You don't have to catch every single Sinnoh Pokemon, but you have to see them all.
Yeah,
and there was absolutely no way I was going to do that.
You didn't do it.
No, you did.
So what? You didn't do like any of this. Why did I even do any of this?
I don't know. I did the Battle Tower.
That's barely anything.
You filled your entire Sinnoh Dex?
I thought you couldn't access
the... How did you, like, get the... No, you can't do anything.
I had 145 already. Like, I'd seen every Pokemon. If you fight every single trainer and...
How'd you get Dialga?
You go to the Celestic Town, Cynthia's mom or grandmother or whatever. She'll show you a pic of it. Dialga.
That counts.
Yeah, you just had to look at it.
No, when they said go and find every Pokemon, I said, no, I'm not going to do
it. Well, I wasn't going to do it.
But I'll go do some Battle Tower.
But then I looked at the Pokedex and I was like, well, I've already seen 145 of these things and I only have to look at the next four, whatever it was. It's these three lake fuckers and then Dialga.
You got to go find all the unknowns?
No, but I'd seen an unknown. You just had to see one.
Just one?
Well, I caught one. I forgot. I caught one of those.
Sound like that was as daunting as I expected it to be, but I didn't really do it, and you don't really need to do it to do much.
You can't access the entire fight zone unless you do have the National Dex upgrade.
Boo-hoo.
So you just obviously didn't do any of that.
Boo-hoo.
Well,
capture the Lake Guardians. They're flying around.
You gotta let me comment on this, how much I hated it.
How much you hated what?
The Lake Guardian thing. Because you can catch Uxie and Fuxie.
Oh, yeah. You catch two of them.
But Mesprit, when you get there, it just goes away. And then Rowan barges into the cave out of nowhere. And then he chastises you. He's like, oh, the Mesprit wants to play. You know, you can use a marking map on the Poketch to do that. And he's like, you don't have that?
Bad.
I'm like, why would I be like
bad app.
Hanging out at an anonymous like corporate entity to like see what the president has to give me? Another fucking app that I'm never going to use. And the marking app, I guess this is item finder.
Item loser.
Yeah. Marking map.
Bad.
Is then the same thing with the like legendary cats, beasts, whatever we're calling them now, the dogs. Like
it's
in
how
Gen
you find
2.
Mesprit. It's how you find some other one. I think it's like the legendary dogs where we used to chase those around. It's not good, and it's I don't want to do that.
And if you fly, then they move, so you have to just like wait until you get there.
Yeah,
they shoved a memo pad app down my throat. I got a spinner from that scientist in Sunny Shore. I got coin toss from some angry couple in Valor Lakefront because I was like trying to train my see everything that I could see, and then there's a couple that's staying in like a room there, this beautiful resort, and then the girl's like, oh yeah, we're staying here because you you spent all of our money or something to this fucking guy, and then they give you a coin toss.
Fighting.
And then all that I was doing was trying to spend time out on the overworld so that this fucking Mesprit would show up so that I could look at it.
Why would you want to look at it? Gross.
And I finally looked at it so that I could get the National Dex, and then
off to
Professor Oak shows up with Rowan, and then they upgrade it.
The
fight zone.
Fight zone. We have to take a boat to get there. Bad Tanner's out there. He wants to battle, I think.
Yeah, battle him.
He had my Make Me Barf Pokemon of the Week. Empoleon.
Really?
Yeah, I think it sucks. I think it sucks to look at, and I think it's finally time that we all just admit it. That it's like a weird design. It like has lost its face somehow. It's like it's just like it's wearing like a necktie. It's like Dilbert. It's just bad to look at. It's a mess. It's a mess, and I don't like it. And I think
it never had
finally
a face.
Time it gets the you Barely. Make me barf treatment.
Now that you're pointing out this tie thing, I really don't like the tie thing.
Yeah.
And it's like a Trump tie that's like so long that it goes beneath its belly. Like, fuck this.
Yeah, it sucks.
I don't like it pulling out either. Yeah, you're right.
Once you're unlocked from that, you meet this Trainer Danger. He's called Buck.
I hated Buck.
He's like Bowser Jr. You know, he's just like bad energy.
He bumps into you just like Adam Split bumped into me too.
Yeah.
Terrible energy.
Rascal energy, and not something I want.
It's like, we need to be introduced to a new fucker at this point. Bucker.
And he said something about chasing him up a mountain. And I said, okay, I'll do that. And then I go to where the mountain is, and there's a couple people there, and they're like, you're not ready for the mountain.
Because you don't have the national text.
And I was like, all right, if you say so, I guess I'll go to the battle tower. So I did a bunch of battle towers. Item finder, the good one. There's a guy in the battle tower who will give you the judge function on your Pokedex, which you can use to see your IVs now.
How are they looking?
Fine.
I didn't even check. I was like, these things are so twisted by like every random EV that they ever got that it's like, I don't care what their IV is.
They were fine. If I was like a competitive Pokemon Brilliant Diamond player, that might be pretty interesting, I guess. But I don't think that exists.
Yeah.
It was a cool thing, though. It's kind of a neat thing you can do. I went into the battle tower and I did a bunch of battles and easily won every single one of them with the power trio. Whiscash, Infernape, Leafeon.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's your starters.
Who did I do? Mew was banned, which is fair.
Oh, Jirachi was banned too.
I did Staraptor, Golem, and I think Honchkrow? No, maybe it was Rapidash. I don't remember. I only did it once because I thought that I had to do all this other stuff. And I was like, well, I'm just going to try out the battle tower and then I got to go. Because I gotta try to get to Stark Mountain, and I gotta go to the resort area, and I gotta go to all these fucking routes.
Yeah, you did.
And I gotta go escort.
Sounds like you did.
Marley.
Glad one of us did.
Over at Victory Road. Have you ever even heard of Marley?
Bob Marley?
No.
Marley and me?
A lot worse. Well, maybe about the level is Marley and me. certainly not Bob Marley. Yeah, you can escort Marley out of Victory Road onto Route 224 and. That's where I guess you can get like Shaymin or whatever, but we don't have the event. And I caught a Beautifly out there.
This game is like a year old. What do you mean we don't have when was the event? Like a month ago? How come we can't get Shaymin? What do you mean we don't have the event?
It was accessing Mystery Gift during a certain time period, and I think that's gone.
Stupid.
Maybe I could. Maybe I still could. Because you go through this whole route and then it's a beautiful route. Okay. But there's just a tablet at the end of it. And I guess that's where you can get it. And I'm a broken man. I was like, I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. I can't one hit KO any more of these trainers, fucking chump Pokemon. If you're gonna do this post game, at least give me a challenge.
Yeah, they were so easy. I mean, it even levels all your Pokemon to 50.
Like, I know that I could rematch all the gym leaders and
yeah,
like,
and I'm not doing that.
Rematch the Elite Four. But then if they all die, then I have nothing left. And then what? I'm going to sit around for another 30 hours in this game and train up a whole new team?
Let's talk about thoughts about the game.
I think I already started doing that.
I thought it was the weakest main entry Pokemon game so far, and I'm sorry to the indie developers who were making it, but it was not very fun to play. And that's okay, as long as you had fun with it, Joshua.
Well, I didn't. I mean, I guess I did at times. We try not to yuck yums, we try not to come down too hard on any of these games, but this is the worst one. This is the worst mainline game. Easily.
You know, the problem was, like, this is not even a game that I liked.
It was bad.
Originally, you know? I didn't like whatever we played the first time.
You didn't like Platinum in general?
Yeah, it was like, it's not my favorite Pokemon game, and I didn't need a chibi remake of it.
The Sinnoh heads are going to come for you on that one.
I don't care.
But I think even if you're a Sinnoh head, you can't love this, right? Like, the art style's bad. Like,
look what they did to your beautiful boy.
I thought there would be more of a... I honestly kind of hoped that I would get wiped out in the Elite Four. I was like, well, at least it's like a fitting end of the season. It's just the like, grim season.
Yeah, go down in a blaze of glory.
But I pulled that off, and then I was like, what am I doing out here? Why am I in the survival area? Why am I meeting the fucking Meister again? I just don't want to.
You met the Meister?
Do you remember the Meister?
Yeah, sure. Isn't he like Looker?
No, he's just some like German guy. I think he's German originally. I mean, it's a Meister, but he's like Konnichiwa and Benvenue, and like he uses a bunch of different languages, and he's just in the middle. He's in a hut in the middle of Route.
I don't want to hear about
228,
it.
I think, and he can give your national decks the ability to translate.
I don't want to hear about it.
Foreign Pokemon names. I mean, I feel like a derangement from playing this.
I didn't
this.
Like this game. I thought it was weak. I'm very excited about Arceus,
yes,
which
yes.
we're playing next.
Let's move on. Arceus is next,
we
the
did
promised land.
Do something called a Soul Lock, which I will say was very fun.
I did enjoy the Soul Lock, especially when in the earlier episodes we really were losing Pokemon left and right.
Yeah, when it really hurt.
Our final kill count remained at 8, I guess.
Yeah, no losses this week. Close calls.
I think I didn't lose any more after you said you were the one who was not going to lose any more, and then you did.
I don't remember that just exactly.
Point that out quickly.
I remember a dear friend, Hyenas the Luxray, being unfairly taken from me. Nothing I could do because of Whackassberry. That's what I remember.
Whackassberry. Yeah.
Josh, I don't think we're going to battle because my levels are all over the place.
So these are your actual levels. 58, 67, 67, 74, 65, 65. I've got basically 10 on most of them.
Let me think. I don't think my levels are even quite as high as yours. Well, they wouldn't be because I didn't do all that post-game stuff.
It's the same old, same old. We battled a lot this season. Listen, if you like the game, that's fine. We didn't like it. I think.
Yeah, I hope you liked it.
Hopefully you enjoyed the season. We're out of here. We're out of here. I'm never looking back.
We're out of here. It's starting to become the very rocky holiday season,
yes.
So we'll probably do some...
We'll do some kind
fun,
of a holiday bonus. We don't know
fun
what it is
interstitial
yet,
content.
How about you stay tuned, stay subscribed, stay following that feed, and something will pop up in this holiday season.
Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting way to phrase that.
I'm going to be too lazy when I edit this to do a pickup to not make it sound disgusting, so we're just going to stick with whatever I said and however you're interpreting
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
We will be back in January. We will give you an exact date about that in that bonus episode and on our social channels. We'll be back in January for Pokemon Legends Arceus.
Oh, we'll be throwing it back. We'll be throwing it back to the old times, back to the future.
I've been waiting to play Arceus for, I mean, it wasn't out when we started this podcast, but ever since it came out, that was the first one when we put a poll on our Twitter that was like, hey, do you all want us to stop for a second so we could just play Arceus? And then it was like 75%.
We're
like,
now
stick to the chronological. And so here we are. We suffered through Brilliant Diamond, Shining Pearl, and now we are on the cusp of the Promised Land for the game that I cannot wait to play. And I've never touched it. Have you touched it? I don't have it.
I downloaded it because Nintendo now does a thing where they're like, hey, are you going to buy a game? Because what you could do is buy 2 vouchers.
Oh, yeah, I do that too.
And then you can get 2 games for like the cost of like 1.5 games. So I just used a voucher to download Arceus. And it's been primed. It's downloaded. It's ready.
It's ready.
I'm ready. We have to develop some characters. Joshua, that's not until post-holidays, though. First,
yeah.
We have to get through a very Pokemon holiday season together with some interstitial content,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll be back to the past. Joshua, in the meantime, this has been Experience Share. My name has been Vespa.
Oh, I see what you've been
Vespa
saying.
Vespa Queen Ring.
Back to the past. Yeah, I get it. Took me a little bit.
Or Vespa Queen.
Or whatever I said. Vespa Queen Ring, I think, is still the best one.
A.K.A. Tanner Green. I'm joined, as always, with my co-host Fjellnape, A.K.A. Joshua Fjellstad. Please do rate and review the show, A.K.A. On Apple Podcasts, and do follow the show, A.K.A. on Spotify and everywhere else that you follow podcasts. And do follow us, A.K.A. X and Instagram.
Twitter, aka, I mean, X, aka Twitter.
Aka Twitter.
And Instagram at expsharepod. You can also go to our subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers. Have a good time over there. Share your thoughts on BDSP.
Yeah, did you like it?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Because we're coming out swinging on this one, so I'm curious. Did we finally go too far, or are we right?
Feels like a safe opinion.
I feel like we're safe on this one. We have overstepped a couple of times in the past, but I feel like we're safe on this one.
Didn't seem like a very fun.
And for the holiday season, how about you give your friends and family or yourself a beautiful piece of merch as a gift?
Yeah, please.
Which you can buy at expsharepod.com or go to TeePublic and just search for us.
Find us.
They're probably going to do some sales, you know.
Who knows? We're not in charge of any of that.
No, but either way.
They let us know. So they're like, promote this. We're always just like, yeah, we will. It's like we're crumpling up the piece of paper and throwing it in the trash. Let's get out of here, Joshua.
Yeah.
We'll see you in a few weeks with Arceus, everyone. Please do keep in touch with us until then. Alola, top of the episode, Chip Chip
Alola,
Cheerio.
Chip Chip Cheerio. Happy holidays and smell ya later.